Hello and welcome to the Master of Demon Gorge podcast. Today we're talking about Vasily Chuikov. On September 11th, 1942, a stocky, stony-faced man bearing a vague resemblance to a slab of granite arrived at Southwestern Front headquarters of the Soviet Army. His name was Vasily Ivanovich Chuikov. Vasily Ivanovich, meaning Vasily, son of Ivan. A good peasant name for a man born into a peasant family 42 years earlier. In the intervening years, he had risen to become a general in the Red Army. Chuikov had come to meet with Lieutenant General Andrei Yeryomenko and Commissar Nikita Khrushchev. Yes, that guy, later the head of the USSR. And he was meeting with them because the 6th Army of Nazi Germany was bearing down on the city of Stalingrad, strategically located on the banks of the Volga River in southwestern Russia. Today, it's called Volgograd. Both sides knew that the battle could prove decisive. If the Germans could take Stalingrad and thereby gain control of southwestern Soviet Union, they would gain access to the grains of Ukraine, as well as the oil of the Caucasus. And, of course, there was symbolism in Stalingrad. It was, after all, named after Stalin, then the leader of the USSR. Indeed, it had been where Stalin himself first made his career. And for the moment, the Germans had the advantage. The Soviet 62nd Army was defending Stalingrad, but it faced envelopment by Nazi panzer and motorized infantry units. And the morale of the Soviet troops was on the verge of collapse. Khrushchev gave Vasily Chuikov his orders: take command of the 62nd Army. A year later, Chuikov would recount this meeting in an interview. "I was told that I was to take command of 62nd Army. My mission: defend Stalingrad. After Nikita Sergeyevich Khrushchev told me to go to Stalingrad, he asked, 'What are your thoughts?' Yeryomenko also wanted to know. He's known me a long time. Well, what could I say? I said, 'I understand my orders just fine, and I'll carry them out. I'll do what I can. I'll either keep them out of Stalingrad or die trying.' There were no more questions after that. They offered me tea, but I declined, got in the car, and drove to Stalingrad." To shore up the morale of his men, Chuikov enacted Stalin's Order 227, known as Not One Step Back. In fact, Chuikov personally went around shooting his own officers whom he deemed guilty of cowardice. Again, in Chuikov's own words: "When I got to army headquarters, I was in a vile mood. I only saw 3 people: Comrade Gurov, Chief of Staff Krylov, and Chief of Artillery Pozharsky. 3 of my deputies had fled to the East Bank. But the main thing was that we had no dependable combat units, and we needed to hold out for 3 or 4 days. The divisions had their respective headquarters on the Volga, and we were still forward on this hill. We were in this tunnel alongside the Tsaritsa River, while our command posts were further back. This turned out to be the right decision. And then there's one thing that went well, if we can use such a word. We immediately began to take the harshest possible actions against cowardice. On the 14th of September, I shot the commander and commissar of one regiment, and a short while later, I shot 2 brigade commanders and their commissars. This caught everyone off guard. we made sure news of this got to the men, especially the officers. If you go down to the Volga, they said, then you'll find Army HQ right ahead of you. And so they went back to their places. If I'd gone across the Volga myself, they'd have shot me when I got shore, and that had been right. The needs of the day determine what needs to be done. Now, at this point, you may be thinking, I know how this story ends. Indeed, you ought to, if you have a pretty good knowledge of the history of the Second World War, or if you just played Call of Duty, or if you've seen Enemy at the Gates, starring Jude Law. Chuikov's attitude of absolute determination worked. The Soviets stood firm at Stalingrad and beat back the Nazi assault. The rest, as they say, is history. And Vasily Chuikov himself went on to become Marshal of the Soviet Union in 1955 and Commander-in-Chief of Soviet Ground Forces in 1960. At this point, you may also be thinking, I thought this was a Chinese history podcast. Why are you going on about a Russian guy and the Battle of Stalingrad? Because, dear listener, Vasily Chuikov spoke fluent Mandarin. Indeed, earlier in the war, he was posted in China as a military advisor to none other than Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, the leader of the Republic of China. He served at that post until 6 months before taking command in Stalingrad. So let's back up a bit and learn more about this remarkable man, about how little Vasily became General Chuikov, military advisor in China and hero of the Soviet Union. Born in 1900 in the Tula region south of Moscow, Vasily was the eighth of 12 children. At the age of 12, Vasily left home and school to work in a factory in St. Petersburg. When he was 17, of course, the Russian Revolution began. One of his brothers arranged for him to join the Red Guards. A year later, in 1918, he joined the Red Army. During the Russian Civil War that followed, he not only became a committed Bolshevik communist, but also distinguished himself repeatedly in battle against the Mensheviks, the White Army. In 1921, after the Bolsheviks won the Civil War, Vasily Chuikov attended the Frunze Military Academy, the USSR's premier institution of military education. He graduated from Frunze in 1925. But due to the remarkable linguistic gifts he demonstrated there, they invited him to stay for an extra year to study Chinese language and history in the Oriental Studies Department. If you've ever tried to learn Chinese as a second language, you would appreciate what a tall hill that is to climb, and how much, or rather how little, the typical student can learn in a single year. Nevertheless, the following year, 1926, Chuikov joined a Soviet diplomatic mission to China that toured several cities in the Northeast. A year after that, in 1927, the Soviet government sent Chuikov to China as a military attaché. It was during this assignment when Chuikov enjoyed the opportunity to travel extensively in southern China that he became fluent in Chinese. In 1929, however, China and the USSR fell into conflict. The central government of the Republic of China actually didn't control the entire country at this time. In fact, from 1926 to 1928, Chiang Kai-shek had led a whole military campaign to try to bring northern warlords into the fold. In 1929, the northeastern portion of China, known as Manchuria, was still under the rule of the warlord Zhang Xueliang. Zhang Xueliang was only 28 years old at this time, and was often called the young marshal. He had inherited his fiefdom from his father, Zhang Zuolin, who had been assassinated a year earlier. and he would go on to play a pivotal role in Chinese history in the Xi'an incident of 1936. But that's all neither here nor there for now. At some point, we'll do an episode just on Zhang Xueliang. Right now, what's important is that the USSR and China fell into conflict over the Chinese Eastern Railway when Zhang Xueliang's forces moved to take sole control of it, and the USSR mobilized over 150,000 troops to oppose the move. This was actually the largest Soviet military deployment between the Russian Civil War and World War II. And in the end, the USSR forced China to return to the previous arrangement of joint administration of the railway. During this conflict, Vasily Chuikov was forced to leave China, and he then participated in the negotiations that ended the conflict. Now, since I started talking about how Chuikov served as an advisor to Chiang Kai-shek, you might have been wondering about how strange that was, given Chiang Kai-shek's reputation as an ardent anti-communist. You'd be right to wonder. Chiang Kai-shek spent years in the 1920s and 30s trying to exterminate Chinese communists. But war has a way of making strange bedfellows. And in so doing, war also has a way of making us all into complicated and morally compromised characters. In this connection, I may add that as much as I began by painting Chuikov as a hero in Stalingrad, he also commanded the Soviet Fourth Army in the morally bankrupt invasion of Poland in 1939, conducted in cooperation with Nazi Germany. But back to China and the strange bedfellows there. Until the rival alliances of Axis and Allied powers firmed up later in the war, the Republic of China also employed Nazi German military advisors, the most prominent of whom was General Alexander von Falkenhausen. Falkenhausen helped to modernize the Chinese army and only left China in 1938, a year after Japan began its invasion and after Japan and Germany became allies. Meanwhile, although Chiang Kai-shek still hated communists, he was willing to accept help from any ideological quarter if it would help China survive the Second World War. In 1937, the Republic of China and the USSR signed a non-aggression pact, and Vasily Chuikov returned to China in 1940 as an advisor to Chiang Kai-shek, with instructions from Stalin himself to prioritize assisting the nationalist government over the communist guerrilla forces, whatever the Soviet Union's political ideology might be. And that was what Chuikov did. Notably, unlike other Allied advisors in China, Chuikov thought highly of the Chinese military. Although the Japanese Imperial Army outclassed the Army of the Republic of China in training and equipment and every other metric, Chuikov believed that the Chinese were fully capable of engaging the enemy and even to win victories. In the Second Battle of Changsha, beginning in September 1941, in which Japan tried to take this major city, Chuikov advised Chiang Kai-shek with the correct strategy: launch a counterattack against an entirely different city, Yichang, some 400 kilometers away, to force the Japanese to withdraw its forces from Changsha. Incidentally, in traditional Chinese strategic thought, such a move is called Wei Wei Jiu Zhao, to lay siege to the Wei in order to rescue the Zhao. It's number two in the classical treatise called the 36 Stratagems. But again, that'll have to be the subject of another episode. Vasily Chuikov lived to the ripe old age of 82 covered in medals, and remembered in Russia as the hero of Stalingrad. Perhaps his service to the Republic of China was largely forgotten within the former USSR. But on October 27th, 2015, in Taiwan, President Ma Ying-jeou held a special ceremony 60 years after victory in World War II in honor of Marshal Vasily Chuikov. Nikolai Chuikov, Vasily's grandson, attended the ceremony to receive the medal on behalf of his grandfather. So, for now at least, Taiwan remembers. All right, before we end, a word of shameless self-promotion. Again, my book, From the Wall to the Water, is available now for pre-order. Go to Amazon and search for From the Wall to the Water. Thank you for your support, and thanks for listening to MODG. Goodbye.